Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is April here for HR and Business Solutions. Happy Talk About It Thursday. I am so glad that you are joining us today. I'm looking forward to having a great show, as always, and to getting your calls. So know that you can call in at 563-999-3057. Today we're talking about managing employee problems for our virtual workforce because we still have a huge amount of people still working from home, although we're starting to transition back into people are going back to work. I think the automotive companies have started to slowly go back or return employees back to work. Got my little jazz playing here in the background, so work with me here. I am April Halliburton of Offer HR and Business Solutions. Welcome to On the Air with Offer HR Biz. We are a virtual human resource business partner and consultant based out of Michigan. Been in business for over 10 years, and we manage companies 2 to 49 employees throughout the country. Okay. Our mantra is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. You can please follow us on Twitter at All4HR. We're on LinkedIn at All4HR and Business Solutions. We are on Facebook, All4HR and Business Solutions. We also have a Facebook group, which is Small Business SMB at Success HR Hub. Okay. We meet for coffee Monday through Friday, most Mondays through Fridays at 9 a.m. For coffee with the Offer HR. And so we talk, ask questions, and I share tips and all that kind of good stuff. Our website is offerhr.net, and my new site is coming live within the next day or so. I'm so excited. I can't wait to share new site with you guys. I'm very proud of the site that I put together. I'm glad to be able to upgrade and give a better website and SEO stuff and all that kind of stuff to clients and customers. So I'm excited about that, and I can't wait to share it. You can also follow us on Instagram at All4HR. Okay, so while we're on several platforms, Pinterest, YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. You'll see all those little silly-looking videos of me trying to get more comfortable with being in front of a video camera. So feel free to check it out there. But a lot of them are tips and our Freedom Friday HR questions and our Management Monday moments. So all that good stuff is on the YouTube channel, which is Offer HR as well. So I hope you are having fantastic day. I certainly am. I thought I turned my notifications off. I guess not. Let me do that right now. But things are going well. I hope things are going well with you. I want you to call in with your questions today at 563-999-3057. Okay, we are looking forward to hosting several shows throughout this crazy 2020 and bringing some great guests on board. We were blessed to have Mikhail Hancock with us a couple weeks ago. He is a Legal Shield associate, and he shared some great information with us, and so we were glad to have him on with us. Want to know how things are going on in your business with your employees? Is it stressing for you, or How are you weathering that storm? Okay, how are you weathering that storm? So we're talking today. Let's see, what do we have here going on? So today, let's see, what do we have going on? I don't have any major announcements. We do have a free webinar tomorrow that I am putting on with SCORE for SCORE and the Southwest Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's a webinar, Jumpstarting Your HR. That is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is a free webinar, so feel free to join. The information is being shared all over social media, on our website. If you go on there and click on the events, you can go to the calendar, and you can sign up for that free registration. So I hope to see you there. We're going to talk about HR metrics and metrics that are helping small businesses forge forward, okay? And so I'm excited to do that. I have a bit of a cold here, but other than that, I am feeling fantabulous. I hope you are as well. Okay, so we have that going on. Tomorrow morning is our Freedom Friday HR question. You can go to our blog. I'm going to put that out here right now and submit a question. I'm going to do that right now. I think I did it. I did it already. Okay. The Freedom Friday HR question. You submit a Freedom Friday HR question. We answer your question live. We win a free gift from Offer HR and Business Solutions. So there's still time for you to submit a question. You can do it on our Freedom Friday HR blog. Go on there, and in the comments section, you can submit a question. All right, and then we'll select a question, and we'll answer your question live tomorrow. You see my funny face on the funny video. I'll answer your question live, and we'll be glad to send you a free gift. How cool is that? That's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. So submit your Freedom Friday HR question. Now, you don't necessarily have to go all the way to the blog, because you can actually go do it on Facebook, on our the business page. You can do it on the in the group, the Facebook group. You can even do it on LinkedIn if you want to. Just find me and say Freedom Friday HR question, and boom, it'll be in the list to be selected for, or for answering tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. Again, I'm excited about our new website that's coming. I can't wait to share that with you all. We're doing some things in Offer HR this year. We're going to rev up. We're not going to let COVID-19 pandemic keep us from doing what we do. Okay, so don't worry. We are here still. We are forging forward for ourselves, for our clients, and for you. Okay, so we're not giving up. We're gonna COVID-19 pandemic push harder. We're gonna push harder even. Push even harder back. I'm excited about that. And so today, we are talking about what are we talking about, Paul? Oh, I know what we're talking about. We're talking about resolving our problems of remote workers. Okay, that's what we're talking about today. And so what are some challenges that we have that you may have with your virtual or remote workforce? There are many. And then you wonder, the question is, is it more difficult to resolve those issues virtually than in face-to-face? And probably is for some. It's just very important to not let them get out of hand and not ignore them, right? Okay, so some some problems that we have that we experience is burnout, the initial challenges of transitioning to remote workers. I think we've all gotten past that because at this point everyone has transitioned home, probably that are going to be home because we're moving folks back. But for those that are still managing those your workforce, your virtual workforce, there are some issues with regard to time management. That's one. Lack of productivity, isolation, okay? Those are very real and true challenges. I think during this time, the question is being, how, you know, we have people that are ready to jump on back out there. Right, because they're tired of being alone, feeling isolated. A lot of people are working from home, and they live alone. So they're home all day by themselves, with the exception of maybe going to the store or what have you. But they're home. So there is the chance of course, employees feeling isolated. So the good thing is about now is that technology is making these things easier and making the being at home and the isolation bearable, I think, and even possible, right? So that is the great thing, you know, with the virtual, the telephone calls, and video conferences. I've been doing video conferences for the last 8 weeks. I can't tell you how many I've done. I can just say it's many. But they serve a great purpose. They really do. And it's important that employers look in after their employees and see how they're doing, right? Check on them. See what's going on, right? Making sure that they're okay, because they may not be, especially if you are, in a position where you're living at home, you're at home all day now, working and not going out. If you're anything like me, you're going out as less as possible. Okay, so we have to make sure that we are managing that stress. Make sure we're keeping it to a minimal, right? That's important. It's very important, and it can happen easily than you think, right? But we have to be careful about that. We have to, you know, now we're dealing with a lot of mental health issues. Because not only are employees working home from home at a home, some of them by themselves. I'm good with working at home. I can just tell you that my struggle is with this homeschooling thing with my son. Driving me nuts. Absolutely. But we're going to get there, but good grief. So suffice it to say, there are some challenges to working alone, working virtually. I don't knock it at all. But there are a lot of people that would prefer to be in the office than rather than working from home. Okay? So we're keeping those things in mind at the forefront. And so what do we do when we are faced with these challenges? You know, how do we handle them as a team leader or as a HR, as the HR person who's managing the team our employees hands-on, right? How do we, you know, how do we deal with that? How do you accommodate and keep those employees, keep your virtual team to where they're productive? Because, again, they can be a lack of productivity. There can be a higher, it can be a high stress level, because right now we're not, workers are not just dealing with being home, but just the fear of the pandemic and, you know, with everything that's going on. It can be very stressful. Okay. So how can we get around these things? How can we resolve them is the question that we're discussing, the answer. And I'd like to know what your company may be doing to help your virtual workers if you've moved your staff remote to remote. Give me a call at 563-999-3057, and I'll be glad to hear your voice. Okay, so some things that you can do to make sure to reduce the amount of stress and fear within your virtual workers is to set expectations. So you want to make sure you're setting guidelines for your staff. If they're taking breaks, what time are they taking the breaks? They're, you know, clocking out on the computer when they're taking the breaks and clocking back in. Boundaries such as where your employees are working, making sure they're working in an area that is with less traffic, is not travel heavily by others at home. And so you are setting up your office, you know, setting up your home office and making sure that you are establishing boundaries to make sure, you know, because you may have confidential documents or what have you that others can't be privy to. So you have to keep that in mind. Secondly, you want to be make sure that if you're holding virtual meetings or when you're holding virtual meetings, that they're kept to a minimum. Okay, you don't need an hour meeting every day. Okay, keep that in mind. Micro moments, you know, 15-minute meetings. That way you get in, address what needs to be addressed, and your team gets back to work, right? And you are doing the same thing if you're managing individual problems with your employees, which is where we are today. If you're having, say, issues with productivity or behavioral issues with an employee, you must handle it as soon as possible. And you have, and at this point, we're doing it remotely. Okay, so you still want to make sure that you are having those meetings as promptly as possible with someone with you. If possible, highly recommended. So you're doing the Zooms now. We're doing Zooms, and we're doing the Zooms during the you know, with two or three people or whoever is in the meeting. So you want to make sure you're hosting those meetings with not just you and the person that you are experiencing whatever issue with, but you want to have a third person there as well. Okay? And you are still handling it basically, the same way, right, where you're doing a corrective action if that's what's needed, okay? And you're doing what? Documenting, and documenting some more. How about that? Right, you like how I did that? You know I'm a documenting fool. And if you're a business owner, you should be too, absolutely. So that's how you're handling those issues. With regard to increasing the productivity, you also want to make sure it's important to keep your employees engaged, because again, we're still dealing. Employees are on virtual teams, can feel isolated, and you want to keep them engaged as much as possible. Our new normal is our new normal. So it's important that you as the manager or owner of that company, that you reach out to your teams periodically during the week. It's not once every day. Okay. Oh. Hey Google, play some jazz. Let's check them both. Okay. Here's a Pandora's Jazz. Well, stop. Well, keep that in mind, folks. That's very important. That you're staying linked up with your employees. I was on a call a couple weeks ago, and one company has one person. They have a fairly large team, I guess, about 50 people or more. But they have teams, and they're responsible for keeping in contact with those five people, whether it's texting, calling, or Zooming. Okay. I thought that was a really good idea. Because then it reduces putting the responsibility on one person. So I thought that was a great idea, an absolutely wonderful idea. So it's something to consider. Okay, how about that? Sound good? All right. So again, I'm April Halliburton of Offer HR and Business Solutions. We are a virtual human resource business consultant. A business partner and consultant. Get it together, April. And we're based out of Michigan, okay? Been in business for over 10 years. And we manage and consult with businesses, 2 to 49 employees. Love, love, love what we do. Our mantra is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. And you can call in with your questions or comments at 563-999-3057. That's 563-999-3057, all right? So you can give us a call there. And if you have not had the opportunity, follow us on Facebook at Offer HR and Business Solutions. We also have Facebook group, which is the Small Business Success HR Hub. You can follow us on Twitter at Offer HR or Instagram Offer HR and LinkedIn Offer HR and Business Solutions. We're also on Tumblr at Offer HR, and I can't remember, did I say Instagram? Instagram Offer HR as well. All righty. So we have a free webinar coming up tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Jump Starting Your HR. We're talking about metrics for small businesses. That's going to be a great webinar. Excited about that. And then we're working on a series of 31-minute videos. That's going to start on next week. And we are also doing a 5-day video series. So that information is going to be out and circling here periodically. Tomorrow is Freedom Friday. So you know what that means. That's our Freedom Friday HR question. You can go on the blog called allforhr.net/blogspot. There's a Freedom Friday HR blog on here. It's actually pinned at the top, pinned on the top. And you can put your HR question on there in the comments. And if your question is asked tomorrow, it'll be selected and it'll be asked live. Then it'll go out. The video will go all around. And guess what? You get a free gift. I mean, I don't know how not cool that is. That is cool. Okay. So you can ask a question on LinkedIn. Just find me on there, April Halliburton, and you can ask a question there as well. Okay. So you can ask me a question. You can ask a question, and we will answer it live tomorrow. Yep, sure will. Okay. So how does that sound? Also, let me tell you about a project that I've joined. It's called the Happy Network. Happy Neighborhood Project. I always want to say Happy Network, but it's Neighborhood. And fantastic guy, Edward Atabitri. Edwin Atabitri, whose birthday was yesterday, I think it was, started the Happy Neighborhood Project. It is a free networking platform. And it's all over, okay, all over the country, even all over the world, okay? And it is it's for small businesses that join the Happy Neighborhood Project vow two things: to have happy clients and happy employees. Doesn't get much better than that, okay? So you can meet people from all over. All you have to do is go to the Happy Neighborhood Project.com, and you can see all the different places around the country. And I think even there's now a networking event in Hawaii and one in the UK. I am in the greater Detroit area. Ours is on Fridays at 10 a.m. with, I can't remember what our name was. We have a group name, a networking group name. The Michigan something. Don't tell me. But in any event, the free virtual event, networking events, are being held all over the country. So it's Phoenix, Washington, Florida, Arizona, Chicago, New York, all over at different days and different times. So if you go on the Happy Neighborhood Project, /networking, you'll see all of the wonderful events. And I have enjoyed them. I have absolutely enjoyed them, okay? I enjoyed them. Okay, squirrel. Okay, I'm doing a couple things at one time while I am entertaining you. So, okay, today we're talking about, now that I've talked about the Happy Network Project, and I've talked about where to follow, I've talked about our free webinar tomorrow, and, I think that's it I can think of right now. Other than to say happy Talk About It Thursday, because you know today is Talk About It Thursday. I mean, right? Absolutely. So, again, today we're talking about how to manage problems with workers. And so we talked about how it's very important. There are certain things that will change and certain things that will never, ever, 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 ever change. And one of the things that will never, ever, 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 ever change is documenting, right? Okay. And also, again, remember to, when you're meeting virtually with an employee, make sure you have a third person there, okay, not just you two. And you're going to document that conversation. And you're going to forward the documentation to the employee, okay? Now, of course, there's always, you know, there's always those one time when the employee will refuse to sign whatever documentation is forwarded to them. They certainly have that right. You just make sure that you note that. Okay, sound pretty good? I thought so. So we talked about the making sure that your meetings are short. You don't need a one-hour meeting every day, right? Track your workers' progress. There are so many different softwares that are available, or platforms that are available to help you with that, or with the monitoring of your employees. I am a checklist fool. So when you are establishing those expectations and those boundaries early and very often, make sure that there's a to-do list and that your employees are checking things off once they're being completed. It'll help with clarifying, right? So you want to make sure that they are, you know, if there's things that need to be done that's due on Tuesday by 3 o'clock, that needs to be transmitted or communicate it to your employees, to whichever ones that are responsible for fulfilling that task, okay? You can give me a call at 563-999-3057 to take a listen to the show, to give a question or a comment. We are here every Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30 on the air with All for HR Biz. And again, you can give us a call at 563-999-3057, okay? And give us your question and or your comment for today's topic, which is managing employee problems for a virtual workforce. Okay, that's what we're talking about today. Okay, so we talked about making sure that you are emphasizing and communicating often with your employee, with your team. Okay, and remember that you should be listening to what your employees are saying to you. When you're having conversations, if you're hearing stress, you have to acknowledge it. You have to acknowledge it and work with them to help them resolve it. Okay? Build connections and be available to your team. So don't go missing in action. Okay? Do not go missing in action. Do not figure they're at home working, they're fine. It's up to you to maintain that line of communication with your team. Provide ways to collaborate So you can use your platforms for that, the Zoom, or there are hundreds of platforms. I use Zoom and I use Bitrix24 sometimes to collaborate. Okay? So you also want to trust that your employees are doing their job. No micromanaging. That's why I say if you do the to-do list, they can check things off and get them done and move on. I personally get great gratification from checking things off on my to-do list. I sure do. Absolutely. Love it, love it, love it. So I get on there and put my to-do list on there and check them off as I complete the task. How about that? I'm telling you, it's nothing like it. It is nothing like it. Yeah, it's nothing like it. Like checking things off on your to-do list. Well, not for me anyway. You should try it. You should definitely try it. Celebrate the successes of your team. Okay. Make sure you're rewarding. Even a simple. A lot of times, I always say that a simple thank you. Okay. Can go a long way. Okay. So keep those things in mind. Do things to keep your workforce engaged. Okay. And we talked about the checking in. Make sure you're checking in on your workers. You're a big enough team, again, make sure you get I thought it was an excellent idea, the one company who is, they are assigning one person over five people, each five, or over five employees. And when that person is, when I say over them, I mean they're in charge of communicating with that employee during the week. For whatever reason, and I thought it was a great idea. Whether they're jumping on a Zoom, or whether they're jumping on a Zoom or texting or calling, as long as they are communicating. That's a great idea to do so, okay? Making sure all of your information for your employees is in a central area where they can find the resources they need to get their job done. And be sure to share health and wellness resources and tips with your team, okay? If you notice something that, an employee seems to be upset troubled or anxious or upset. Okay, address that immediately, because something is going on there and you don't want to let it get out of hand. Okay, you don't want to let it go too far. Okay, create opportunities. Make sure your opportunities to not just get for your employees to not just get together and talk about work, but talk about their feelings, about them, about their families. You know, the virtual water cooler is yeah, there's a such thing as a virtual water cooler. I wish someone would call me and tell me that, call and tell me they have a virtual water cooler. 563-999-3057. Let me try it one more time. Yep. 563-999-3047. Let me know if you have a virtual water cooler. I have one in my call center where we just kind of sit and talk, okay? It doesn't have to be for hours, okay? And it's usually done, you know, at the end of the day. So, they're employees are not, or virtual teams are not just talking about work, 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 work. Okay, so the virtual water cooler. So while you are communicating the expectations, your expectations, don't be so rigid. Be flexible. Some things may work for some employees and some may not. Other things may work for other employees. So you want to be mindful of that. And so when we talk about the need to not micromanage, it's so funny because my son does not like to get up early now. Well, not that he really did want to get up early before, but now he doesn't. And so he said to me one day, why does it matter if I am working on my homework at 8 o'clock at night as long as it's getting done? So sometimes some positions require that your employees are working specific hours and others don't. Okay, so keep that in mind. You want to be flexible. You know about things like their working conditions and the current workflow. Okay, because you don't want them more stressed out, right? Because you're trying to micromanage. Okay, because not only is it going to be a problem for them, guess what's going to be a problem for you? Because they're going to be a problem for you, okay? So keep that in mind. My music is a little loud. Sorry about that, folks. And then recognize your employees. It's so important that you recognize and you encourage and you thank your employees. Sometimes it's a simple thank you for what you did. Thank you for the work that you put in on this project, right? Nothing is better than saying a simple thank you. You still have time to call in at 563-999-3057. Want to know what, you know, how you're thanking your employees. You know, a lot of companies, the first thing they say is, we don't have the money in our budget. So, but it's not always about money. You know, sometimes it's about a simple thank you. Okay? So keep that keep that in mind, okay? Sound good? I hope so. Be transparent and communicate your expectations without exception. So, and you want to communicate it more than just the first time, right? All right? So Right. So you want to be able to tell to you know, have your employees work effectively without feeling like they're being harassed or micromanaged. Okay. So those are things that will help the mental health of your employees. Okay, those are things that are help. We don't want to, as a leader, you don't want to add to the stress of your employees. You want to get to a minimal, right? All right. So that's what we have today. I thank you all for joining us on Offer HR Biz. On the air with Offer HR Biz. We're going to be back on next Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30. Be sure to drop your Freedom Friday HR question so we can answer it and get you a free gift. Okay, that's tomorrow. We answer it early. Feel free to follow us on Instagram at Offer HR, Twitter, Offer HR, Pinterest, Offer HR, Facebook, Offer HR Business Solutions, and Offer HR Business Solutions on LinkedIn. You can also join our Facebook group, Small Business Success HR Hub. It is a group of small business owners, and we share HR information for small businesses. Okay? Yep. Don't forget about the free webinar tomorrow at 10 a.m. The link is on social media. It's also on the website, offerhr.net. And it has been a joy, as always, okay? We are hoping that your day is going well. You're having a fantastic talk about it Thursday. Can't wait to do it again next week. Until then, remember, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. All right, folks, until next time.